Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody, and what a good morning it is, especially if you are a Bucks fan, which I know you are. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Toby Altizer. How can you not be? The Bucks won the NBA championship last year, and they're about to win another one. They're about to do it again. 127 to 104, the final over the Brooklyn Nets. And it got tight, close, maybe a few times, within nine. But for the most part, the Bucks took a huge lead in the first quarter, and they never relented. 127 to 104. A lot of guys getting minutes last night. Of course, the highlight is Giannis, 32 points, 14 boards. He had a double-double within the first 6 minutes of the first quarter. Seven assists for Giannis. Middleton with 20. Drew did get hurt, right heel contusion. Bucks say everything is clean. So his heel's hurt. They just won the championship. They're good. He'll probably miss a week or two, or I don't know how long they'll keep him out, what the official word is, but they might not. I mean, I don't know what they need at this point. They're good. They were doing this without Semi Ojeleye last night. They were doing this without Bobby Portis last night. They were doing this without Rodney Hood last night. They were doing this without Dante DiVincenzo last night. It gave Jordan Wara a chance to perform. 6 of 13. He had 15 points. Pat Connaughton picked up right where he left off in the finals. He had 20 off the bench. You saw a lot of George Hill last night. You saw Justin Robinson get minutes. You saw Mamu Keshavili get minutes. You saw a lot of Thanasis minutes. And again, this isn't even the best team last night that the Bucks can put out there. They're good. They are good. There was a moment, I was enjoying the game, as most of you were. I was not in the building. I was watching it on TV. And after I cried after the ring ceremony, which we'll talk about too, during the game itself, you quickly realized, yes, they are good. And I went out there yesterday. I said, yes, they're going to repeat. But I don't know how you don't think it. I mean, this was a full-strength Nets team outside of course, Kyrie. And it is one game, and it is the first game. And the Bucks were at home, and they did get their rings, and they did see the banner and all that. But, I mean, you play this way against Brooklyn, what are you going to do against the Heat tomorrow night? What are you going to do against the Spurs on Saturday? They're not going to go 82-0. They might come close. They are good. There was a moment in the fourth quarter. You know, you were all watching the game, and Grayson Allen is a huge addition to this team. And if you don't like Grayson Allen still because of the Wisconsin stuff, Okay. But that needs to go away. Because he is good. He is a great fit for this team. He's only 3-10 last night. All threes. But, man, does it look good when he hits those threes. 10 points for Grayson last night. So I'll just take you through my Twitter timeline. If you follow me, you may have seen it. If you're not on Twitter, good for you. Don't ever go there. But some of the tweets that I had included: screw putting chairs down. I am going to get one of our sunrooms from the toy drive and plop it down on Wisconsin Avenue and live in it until June. Back-to-back champions. I am so hype right now, I'd take this lineup to make it as a sixth seed. The lineup that ended the game with Robinson and Kalitzakis and Mamu and Wara and Thanasis. Every game is going to be a celebration this year. This year is going to rule. I went from enjoying the game to thinking my team could go back-to-back to in the fourth quarter, almost knowing my team can go back-to-back. And, it's insane. I know. First game of the season, you're talking about the repeat. This team's good, man, and I don't see him slowing down, and I only see him getting better. Martinez, Port Washington. Oh, God, am I excited to talk to you. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Hey, I hope you can hear me. My voice is going. I went to the game last night.
Oh, that must have been great.
Yeah, the atmosphere was awesome, man. You know, I cried too, man. I cried too at the ring ceremony.
So the ring ceremony is one thing, but, like, and last night was more special, obviously, because of the rings, because of the pregame stuff, because of the banner. But I really do think, like, every home game is going to be something like that, where it's a celebration, where people that maybe they weren't able to get to the playoffs, they weren't able to get there last night, people are going to get to this arena and just celebrate this team all season long. This is going to be like nothing we've ever experienced before.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, Giannis did his thing, Middleton did his thing like normal. Grayson Allen, man, yeah, his shooting was a little off yesterday, but his defense was on point. But the person I really called to talk about and congratulate is Jordan Wara. Man, did he play good defense yesterday. I mean, when you see defense and passing, you don't think Jordan Wara. But he did, man. He really must want to be in that rotation because the way he was playing yesterday, he blocked KD. He was challenging people at the rim. I was like, wow, man. You know how everybody get out the game and they give them a standing ovation? I was hoping that we had another player to substitute because I wanted to give dude a standing ovation to come out the game, man. I mean, he was doing really good yesterday, and I was impressed by him, man. And, you know what really, really, really impressed me besides the Bucks was that the refs in the NBA told the truth. Harden did not get none of them calls that he would have got last year, years before. I was like, wow. And you could tell that it was frustrating him, even though he put up nice points because he could still shoot. But you could tell that he was frustrated, like, wow, they really not going to give me these calls this year. Like, it didn't even look like he had that same enthusiasm. I thought he would be out there, you know, trying to kill us, man, because he watched, you know, Giannis get his ring before he did. So, you know, they had to tick him off a little bit. But, yeah, the refs are really not calling them calls, man. I was waiting on this game because, you know, if they would have gave Harden them calls from last year, then I'd be like, yeah, same old, same old. But they really did not get them calls. Like, I don't even think I heard many boos from the fans yesterday when it came to calls. Because when fouls were called, I was like, yeah, that's a foul. For both sides, you know, because you could tell that it really was fouls. Just, you know, except Giannis, you can't call every touch on Giannis or we'll be there all night. Because, you know, he's a big dude. People going to hit him. As long as it ain't no, like, real hard hits. It's okay. Little taps here and there. Like, he had that little layup with, I think Harden that tapped his arm when he was going up. I was like, really? They called that? I'm like, all right, whatever. But it is what it is, man. But this season is going to be fun, Bart. It's going to be a lot of fun. But quick question for you. Did they give Budenholzer props on TNT? And did they talk about Giannis' free throw routine?
Yeah, they mentioned the free throw routine, obviously, because that went from, you know, 20 seconds to like 5 seconds, and he was 7-9 from the line last night. I think the Budenholzer gets credit, and I think that's still, you know, that's still evolving. Somebody I was with Rami yesterday, you know, and he's like, Budenholzer's a good coach, right? He's not getting the credit he deserves. And I go, look, I'm new to this. I'm new to thinking that Bud is good, but he is good. And he was still working the refs in the fourth quarter and flailing his arms all over the place. This team top to bottom, man, every part of it, everyone's good. It's for guys like you too. Like you remember every bad game you've ever seen. It's still hard to believe this is happening.
Oh, yeah, especially against the Nets. You know, I looked up some things yesterday. I said, did the champions ever play a good team after being the champion? So I looked up Golden State. They didn't play nobody but San Antonio, and San Antonio wasn't that good. I don't even think Cleveland, when they won, did they play a good team. But they put us against the Brooklyn Nets on our ring night, and we won. And I don't think too many people win when they on their ring night, because I think Golden State lost that game. They played against
you can excuse if they lose last night, you can say, all right, they got emotional, you know, the Nets are good, but then the Bucks go out there and win by 23.
I know, man, that's crazy. But I know Mike the Painter is waiting, but I beat you this time, buddy. Basketball season, I'm back. All right, man, y'all have a good day, you and Toby.
All right, you too, Martinez.
All right,
Martinez, good to catch up with him in Port Washington. He shouted you out, Mike. He knows you're on the line. I don't know how he knows that, but here you are. What's up?
Good morning there, Bart. And thanks, Martinez. I appreciate the shout-out.
Good morning.
That was a good call to start off with. That was a good call by Martinez.
I love to hear from him. He's, you know, when it comes to Bucks diehards, we're all diehards, but then
yeah,
Martinez is a level above.
Yeah, we all are loving the Bucks and loving that they just took it to the Brooklyn Nets. And I am really happy for Pat Connaughton. I think he's going to be like one of the top guys for Sixth Man of the Year. That guy is just, wow. He came out on fire off the bench. And yeah, we got a team, man. It's really pleasant.
Everything is good.
Yeah. It's
like, nice. Like I feel like with sports radio, you know, you're almost trained like, okay, find the controversial thing. Find the negative. And sometimes after Packer games, you know, the Packers have been kind of a boring team throughout the season. You know, outside of the Rodgers stuff, they win. They find ways to win. They win games 24-14. There's not a lot of, like, sexy talking points. So you get on the air and you're like, well, what's the controversial thing I can kind of spin to get people riled up? You kind of default to that. Not with this team. Not with the Bucks. It's all positive. It's all good. Yeah. I mean, what can I even complain about? What can I even complain about where it sounds remotely genuine? Nothing. I got nothing.
I think the team that we have and with Grayson Allen, I think because of the way we are as a team, I think that guy's going to clean up his act being here in Milwaukee, and we won't see some controversial plays from him. You know,
I'm not even sure how dirty he is. He's just dirty against us.
He just wants to win, and those are the type of players we want. We want guys on our team that want to win and will do what it takes to win, you know, and the heat of the moment things. I like that, you know. I like seeing Thanasis jumping around six times to try and grab a rebound, you know. I like seeing that stuff, you know. The dirty stuff is, you know, the stuff that you don't see in box scores. Those are the things that I like to see, you know. And, yeah, it was a fun night. That ring is just...
Ooh, yeah,
beautiful.
We got to talk about that ring. We'll get into the specifics.
I read the story on it, man. Everything that's on that ring has a story behind it. That is just so cool.
And it's huge.
Yeah, and I don't think I have ever seen any championship ring that the top comes off that you can wear it as a pennant.
Right, but you can't. It doesn't turn into a pennant unless you hit the QR code.
Right.
It's got a QR code on the ring.
And it shows memorable moments. If you scan it, you can see memorable moments from the playoffs.
It's pretty insane.
That's what it says. You know, so that's pretty cool. I'm happy for the Bucks to win on opening night and to beat the Nets. That's just awesome. It's just more to come for us on our season.
Me too, Mikey. We'll talk tomorrow.
Bucks in six.
Bucks in six always. And Bucks and six, Toby. I can't express. Bucks and six. Brandon Jennings in some interview, some throwaway interview before they play the Heat in 2010. He says Bucks and six.
Bucks and six always. That's for the culture.
I mean, that it's insane that he looks at the Miami Heat that time with the big three they have, LeBron and Bosh and Wade, and thinks they can win one game, much less six. And of course they get swept. And we rally around it. And it's a part of our, you know, we were bad many years chanting Bucks and six, Bucks and six. You know, we did, like, ironically, but also believing that maybe someday it will get better. And then they, for them to actually win in six, and now the phrase Bucks in six is on a championship ring. I'm giving myself goosebumps. It just means, yeah, it's not just the last decade. It's everything. If you're a Bucks fan, all those nights that you watch those games that you got into that people say, you're watching the Bucks, or that team's no good, or who's that Greek guy they got? Every single night that you, every single thought you've had about this team where you've cared and hope one day you can see a ring ceremony and a banner dropped. For the ring to say Bucks in six, I mean, I cry. I mean, I cried. I cried. I was watching TV, Herb Cole getting a ring. I cried. Giannis, OMG, his hug with Paschke. Oh, Charles Lee being so with the players. I mean, everything, Toby, last night. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I think the ceremony was done really well. It was really cool to see them all get to enjoy it. And then to go on Twitter and stuff to see the detail of the ring afterwards and see everything that's on it, absolutely incredible. And just to clarify for Mike, this is the second ring I've seen where the top comes off. The Buccaneers ring has their stadium inside their ring when you take it off because they won at their home stadium. First Super Bowl team to do that. But
so this still is, only Bucks do it.
What?
Buccaneers, Bucks?
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, this is the first one, though, I've seen where you can...
Sorry.
You take the top off and it turns into a pendant. That is sweet.
Yeah, and that's a massive ring. Like, my buddy, his dad, he actually served on the Packers board of directors for a while. And so he has his dad's Super Bowl ring that he wears from 1996. And, it, you know, it's like a ring. It's like, oh, cool. It's like a class ring. The ring that the Bucks got last night, I mean, my God, it's so huge. It's like offensively huge. It's just massive. It's really wild. Tony's in Texas, 799-1250. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, Bart, that ring is cool. Even Jeff Teague will get a ring, so that's good.
How about Axel Toupain being out of the league and able to come last night?
That's cool. That is awesome. Hey, Bart, you know what's great is that the national pundits are still picking the Nets and the Lakers. I find it amazing, and you and I, and even Toby, we all said that this Bucks team is absolutely stacked. I mean, you got Giannis, Chris, and Drew. They look like a well-oiled machine. And I'm watching KD and Harden. They don't even look like they want to be playing on the same team together. You know, the excuses we're hearing is, oh, or, you know, we need some time to get together and get the chemistry going, and it's not playoff basketball yet. Yet the Bucks are just – they're just a more fun team. They like each other. They play for each other. And you notice that with Giannis, the leader. Everyone just feeds off of him. It the guy is a true definition of a leader and a superstar, and it just rubs off. I mean, Pat Connaughton, Bart, did you ever see this guy becoming a major spoke in the wheel here?
Pat Connaughton. When he signed his contract, we were all mad that the Bucks outbid themselves to bring him back, and now he is such a value deal right now. You can't imagine the team without him.
He looks better. I think Giannis is just pushed, almost like that Michael Jordan will to win, and Kobe, those guys like that, the great ones. Giannis has got it. And he's pushing these guys to get the most out of their ability and to stay focused. And you see these other teams, you know, like Philly, like the Nets, they're just not focused. They have malcontents. Not with the Bucks. Not the Bucks. Everyone seems pretty happy. You know, then you get guys like Jordan Nwora that are going to be studs, that are going to be really solid players for us off the bench. You know, we didn't even have half our bench, right?
Right.
Ojeleye, Bobby didn't, you know, no Bobby. Great to hear the Bobby chants before the game, you know. So not even half our bench. The Nets are in disarray. The Lakers, they don't look very good. You were right about your Warriors. They look good. I don't get why the Bucks aren't the favorites in Vegas, why they're not the favorites just in the general public. They are stacked, Bart, and they're going back to back. Unless there's a major injury, they're going back to back, and it's going to be we're in the golden age of Bucks basketball right now, Bart.
The Warriors are going to be good. I want to just say that
they looked good.
I know the NBA, guys. I know when teams are good. Warriors are going to be good. They won last night over the Lakers, and I am going to. I talked about this on Twitter last night, but I am going to make a Twitter account posting the one picture per game where LeBron pretends to be dead, because he did that too last night, where he falls down and then he's like dead for 6 seconds, but then he gets back up and nothing matters. Westbrook was rough last night, so they're just still massaging the pieces to that. But yeah, Tony, the Bucks. I mean, how does this team lose at all? They're not going to go undefeated. I mean, I'm not. That's stupid to even say. But really, what are they going to lose? 18 games? I mean, how? How did they even? I know it's one game, but my God, this team's incredible.
The Bucks can go big, Bart. They can go small. You saw them out rebounding the net. How old did the Nets look? I mean, look like just an old, like a senior citizen group out there. They're just getting outworked. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, Paul Millsap. I mean, Patty Mills was a good signing by the Nets. I wanted him on the Bucks, but other than that, what do you fear about the Nets, Bart, without Kyrie?
Well, and I know, because they've already beaten them in the playoffs. I mean, Durant and Harden still. Harden might need some time to figure out how to play without the benefit of the whistle all the time. But I mean, like, the Nets are still going to win 58, 60 games.
They're a good team, but we kept on hearing in the offseason, you know, they should have signed P.J. Tucker. The Bucks are cheap. Yeah. P.J. Tucker, we appreciate everything he did, but you know what? The guy was – KD was still getting 50 on us. So, I mean, I think we'll be fine with what we got. I love this team. I'm super stoked for this season, Bart, so it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear all the callers call in. And by the way, I'm lobbying Toby to get the Bucks post game. We got to get the Bucks post game back. You know, we got a Lions fan doing the Packer post game. Let's get a Wizard fan doing the Bucks post game. So I'll leave you on that. Go Bucks. I'm excited. Bucks in six. Talk to you soon.
Bucks in six, Tony. Thanks for the call. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Yeah, you look at this team. We don't have PJ Tucker. I did a radio hit yesterday, and I was talking with the host of the show, and he's like, well, don't you think that the P.J. Tucker departure is going to kill them? I said, no. I mean, P.J. was good, but I kind of think, like, we emptied the tank on him, first of all. And Tony's right. He wore down KD, but KD still got his. You know, he wore him down, so maybe he was gassed in overtime of that game, but he wore him down. But Durant still got his in that series. Well, and I said, no, look at all the additions. They got this guy, this guy, this guy. This guy's better, this guy's better. But P.J. Tucker, no. Like, P.J. Tucker, there will be a time where you're like, oh, I wish we had P.J. Tucker. But he's not going to be the difference between not winning a championship again this year and winning one, especially because I do think they got better. I really do. I think Grayson Allen's a great fit for this team. Jordan Nwora. Here's what's great about having Jordan Nwora on the team. And he had 15 points last night. He was 6 of 13. 6 boards. Coming off of a nice run that he had with the Nigerian Olympic team, too. So, Bucks don't just have their Olympians and Middleton and Holiday. Jordan Nwora played for Nigeria. And that's the team that beat the USA in that scrimmage. You know, Nwora was not at the parade. Because he went right to the Olympics, where Middleton and Drew stayed. People do forget. Jordan Nwora is the kind of guy that, you know, we're always obsessed with the 13th, 14th, 15th guy on the bench. Bucks fans are. Because we always wonder, well, what if that guy? If you take last year's Bucks team add Grayson Allen as a shooter, and then have Jordan, like, Jordan Wara making threes and making big shots. That's one of the things that tipped me over the edge too last night. This guy is just a bench guy. He's not gonna get 26 minutes a game every night. All right. There's gonna be, you know, Portis will come back and these other guys will get time and Hood and Olajay, and I don't know where Wara ends up in the rotation. But I mean, he had 26 minutes last night and had 15 points. And if you have that weapon all of a sudden, it's one thing to have like Pat Connaughton become a weapon, but then you can go even deeper on the bench and have Jordan Wara. This team is ridiculous. This team is so good. And will they win the finals again? You know, something could get in their way. Something could happen. Something unforeseen. But if you just play it out and everyone's healthy, who's better? Who's better than the Bucks right now?
No one.
Who's more cohesive? Who is more of a drive? They won a title last night. You think they're done?
Well, here's the thing.
You think they don't want to see another banner?
If you want to argue that the Nets are better, and I listened to a little bit of Rami yesterday, and he had a really good point of saying, you know, everybody keeps saying that, or, you know, some people are saying, the Bucks caught a break that they didn't have to face the Nets at full strength. And it's like, they played 7 games together all year last year in a 72-game season. If the Nets would have played with all their guys for an entire series, they would have been the ones catching a break because they never play together. And so, and now you're coming into this year, one, you don't know if all the guys will stay healthy. Two, we don't know if Kyrie or when Kyrie is going to play. So that's all here, you know, potential of how good they could be. We're not sure of how good they can be, but we're guessing how good they can be. The Lakers, you know, we think they could be good. They weren't great last year, I don't think. And, you know, now you look back at 2020 when they were able to win the NBA Finals and you're like, well, were they actually that good? I mean, the Miami Heat were in the NBA Finals that year facing off against them. So, you know, you're going off potential because, you know, we haven't seen what Russell Westbrook has. But you know what's proven? The Milwaukee Bucks. They're bringing back just about everybody. They've added some pieces. Sure, they lost P.J. Tucker, but, you know, me and you both were like, eh, you know, that was great to have him for the championship run. But he's not someone that you want around.
Well, I don't think you were getting last year's version of P.J. Tucker, signed him.
But you also don't really need him for the whole long haul of the season because – do you really want a guy on your team for the long haul of the season where it's 82 games that gives you like 5 points maybe? You'd rather have a guy like Grayson Allen.
Right, and Semi Olajay can do the defensive work that PJ did. That guy's...
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe so, you're sleeping on him, but that guy's
and the point I'm just trying to make here is if you want to take one of those other teams in the NBA, that's fine. But you got to understand that you're going off of what you think they can be. We know what the Milwaukee Bucks are. And I think one factor that hasn't been talked about is this Milwaukee Bucks team for the longest time felt like they had a hurdle they couldn't get over. And last year they got over that hurdle. And that not only did they get over that hurdle in the Nets series, then they get over that hurdle again in the Hawks series. And then they get over the ultimate hurdle and win the NBA Finals over the Phoenix Suns. I think that experience can't be, you know, can't be quantified, but it's going to be a huge part of this year because they're going to be confident. They know they can do it. They've done it before. They don't have that monkey on their back anymore of holding them down, saying you haven't got over the hurdle. They did it last year. What makes you think they can't do it again? And you've got Giannis already playing at an MVP level again.
There's a lot of good teams in the NBA. The Lakers are good. The Nets are good. The Warriors are good. The Jazz are good. The Nuggets are good. The Hawks are good. There's a lot of good teams. The Bucks are a great team. And you're going to see that throughout the season, just how great they are. This is going to be a fun, fun year, man. Strap in and enjoy this thing because there's going to be a lot of nights like last night against good teams, lesser teams. Maybe another great team emerges, but right now, the Bucks certainly the class of the league. More from you guys, 799-1250. All the details on that ring, which you can buy a copy of if you have a lot of money and you have a disposable income. And I mean like a disposable income. because some of the merch you can buy is not cheap. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Toby here on The Fan.
Harden wants it. Can't hit the three. Rebound. Connaughton. Oh, a touchdown pass. Middleton to Antetokounmpo. Aaron Rodgers-esque.
It's insane. You know, we're part of history. I'm excited. But now it's over with. You know, we got to... Got to focus on building good habits, keep moving forward, and keep playing good basketball. And hopefully we can repeat this again this year, next year, and all the years that we're going to be here down the road.
That's Giannis, of course. Ian Eagle on the call on TNT with Stan Van Gundy. Going to be a lot of these games on national TV for the Bucks this season, and they make a statement last night. And look, regarding the national attention on this team, I'm Bart, that's Toby. I talked about this with Rami yesterday on his show, and I know some of you guys are upset like the TNT crew was in LA instead of... None of it matters. None of it matters. Just don't even worry about it. The Bucks are the best team in the league. That's what matters. They're never going to fully get all the credit that we think they deserve, but what they did get was a beautiful ring last night and a new banner unveiled in Fiserv Forum. The ring, everything about that ring that they got has, like, meaning behind it, as Martinez was saying. There's 360 diamonds on the top to represent the total amount of wins since ownership purchased the team. I love seeing the players, and I'm glad that they go last, and obviously Giannis goes last. I don't need to see the owners get their ring. I didn't need to see them first. It's like, all right, everybody, here's Mike Fresatelli or whatever his name is. I don't know, man. Seeing rich dudes get more rich right in front of my face, I didn't like it.
Well, see, the ones that I think are weird, and they're big parts of the team, is like when you have assistant video coordinator. You're like, all right, good for you. I went to, and you were there, obviously, game one of the NLDS, and they start announcing dudes. They're like, assistant personal strength and conditioning coach, and then another one, and then third and ranking video game official. You're like, what in the world?
Assistant to the traveling secretary, yeah,
assistant
George
to
Costanza,
the manager, or whatever.
The rest of the front office, by the way, the players, coaches, and front office and owners get the signature ring. Bucks full-time staff do get rings, but similarly designed rings. So not the same ring. Like if your sales ticket rep doesn't have the exact same ring as Chris Middleton. 360 diamonds on the top. There's 16 emerald-shaped diamonds on the left. That's to represent the 16 playoff wins last year. Another 16 emerald-shaped diamonds on the right for the 16 division titles in team history. In total, there's approximately 4.14 carats of emeralds to represent the 414 area code. The 50 round stones on the inner stand represent the 50 years since the team's last championship win. Okay, and then there's more. The Larry O'Brien trophy on the face of the ring is made up of a signature batch of 65.3% purity yellow gold to represent the season winning percentage. Everything's right down. Nothing on that ring is by accident. Nothing by that ring is by accident. So let's say, hey, that's pretty cool. I want a ring. Okay. You can buy a version of that ring for $9,000 if you would like.
So are you getting one for me and you?
Yeah, one for me, one for you, one for my son, one for my wife. If you want the official limited edition Superfan Championship ring, which is basically what you saw last night, you can get one for $9,000. There's a premium version, which isn't, I don't think it has the gold in it. So that's $2,000 off. If you just want the pendant, you can get that for $6,000. If you want a knockoff version of the ring, you can get it for $1,000. If you want a logo pendant that says Milwaukee Bucks with two Larry O'Brien trophies, that's $200. If you want that jacket, which I think they sold out of that jacket already, that white jacket with
that
the gold.
Sweet.
I know. That was about $200. I looked at it, and I said, oh, that's a nice jacket. Or no, that's not how it went down. Because I'm watching with my wife, and she goes, I like that jacket. And I looked at her, and she goes, okay. And that's how it got on the Christmas list, that jacket. But I guess they sold out of them last night, because a lot of people, you know, obviously were picking that up.
Well, and speaking of, you know, rings and stuff, you can go and they're doing a giveaway on March 24th of the championship ring for the first 10,000. You get to see the best team in the league and the Milwaukee Bucks. The
but
Washington
you're getting,
Wizards are in town.
Oh, wow. You're getting like the $30 version of that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, you're not getting the...
But
$9,000.
Instead of paying the $9,000, the $200, you just pay your whatever to get in. You know, 30, 40, 50 bucks for the tickets, whatever for parking, and go to the game. And you get to watch Giannis, hopefully.
414-799-1250. Call us and talk about the best team in the league as they look to repeat. That's basically what the question is. There is no question. Just call me and gloat about how you root for the best team in the NBA. Timmy's in Dallas. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, it's a great day.
It's a great
anyway, that I was happy to see that TNT had a 1.5 hour pregame. So I knew then I'd get to see the ring presentation and unveiling of the banner.
Yeah, there was like a 20 minute video that they showed in the stadium that obviously we didn't get to see, but you got to see everything else with it, man. It was like you were there almost.
Yeah, and I was afraid the Bucks would come up flat because, you know, they just went through a real emotional presentation. But they didn't. They didn't come out flat. They came out guns a-blazing. So that was impressive. And seeing Vanassis get that kind of run and play the way he did was great. And Nwora was great. The only issue I have with Nwora was he shot about 3 fadeaway three-pointers. And that's not a high percentage shot, to say the least. And I hope Bud has to talk to him about his shot selection. Holiday going out, that was upsetting.
It's a bummer, but he'll be okay.
Yeah, but I think the only person that had a bad game was George Hill. Patty Mills was insane. And who is the Barwinkle player of the game?
Oh, the Barwinkle player of the game is I'm going to give it to you, the fans, for continuing to it's Giannis. It's every game it's Giannis.
I know. But Connaughton was definitely number two behind Giannis.
Well, even Middleton put up a quiet 20.
Yeah, but Connaughton plays his butt off. I mean, he scores, plays defense, rebounds, does it all. And he's an incredible athlete. So I'll get to him for runner-up.
All right. That works.
All right. Well, hey, Bart, you're still the best thing on Sports Talk Radio.
I'll disappoint you soon enough, Timmy.
No, you won't.
See you, buddy.
All right. See you later.
Timmy, Dallas. 414-799-1250. I think a lot of people were concerned about the level of the emotion prior to the game, if it would carry over. Clearly, it did not.
It was kind of like a weird day, but, you know, at the same time, you know, when they were playing those videos, you know, you cannot help yourself by, you know, getting emotional and, you know, looking back to the journey where he started from and where we are right now and about to, you know, receive our rings and see the banner going down. And it's insane. So for me, it was a lot of ups and downs of emotions. You know, tear up a little bit. And it's okay, you know, I'm emotional guy. Even though I don't show it, but happy, you know, seeing everybody smiling, everybody, you know, enjoying and getting their rings and, you know, showing it to their families. that was cool. And now, obviously, one of the coolest moments is that, you know, we were in the free throw line, you know, as a team, and we saw the banner, you know, going, up, and you know, that's going to be forever. Then.
It was good to see Giannis like get emotional, because ever since the parade, he's been so, all right, I'm on to the next one. It's just good to see him soak it in. You know, you may have seen the video years ago where he was there with his parents and look up at the rafters. It was the Bradley Center at the time, and said, I'm going to be up there and we're going to have titles up there. And then for him to see one of the banners up there was great. The shot they showed of him when he was watching some of the highlights was great. Jim Paschke was great. So Paschke, he's doing the ceremonies, and you can see that he's wearing a shirt with like a heart in the middle. And you think back to, oh, Giannis wore a shirt after the finals when they won. He put on a I heart, and then it was Paschke's head. So you could see that Paschke had like a heart on. A heart on his shirt. And then I thought, is he just wearing the shirt? Like, is he wearing his own shirt? I didn't even think that he would have one for Giannis. And then the hug that they gave each other. Oh, my God. If you ever can get hugged the way that Giannis and Jim hugged, that is, oh, man, Mr. Jim, that is some really good stuff. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's talk to Jay, who is in Waukesha. Jay.
Good morning, Bart. Little inside information on the white and gold sweatshirts. I was in the pro shop in the second quarter trying to get one, and personnel was like bringing out a rack at a time, and they were literally getting taken like I've never seen before. I mean, those things are, I guess, a limited edition, one of a kind, that are going to be hard to find after last night.
Well, they better get the mass production ready, because everyone wants one.
I would agree. Bart, I was driving home, no post-game show last night. Is that done, or is that just a last night thing?
I'm the post-game show right now.
Okay.
Direct your questions to other team members, please.
Okay, gotcha. And then, you know, I thought last night, what really, when you think about the championship run, you know, we lose PJ, and, you know, you don't probably know how that's going to really play out until playoffs, I think, is where you're going to really see whether or not, you know, how big of a miss that is. But if you think about the pieces that weren't there from the championship run to last night, and I see guys like Grayson Allen and you know, Jordan Nwora, I mean, he has really put time into his game. Even seeing Sonis' development, he's not now a guy that you're going to put in for 20 seconds. I mean, you can tell he's put a lot of work into his game. And I think the difference between a team like the Nets or the Lakers is they have all these old, you know, veteran minimum guys on the back end of their bench. Last night it was Paul Millsap and Lamar Aldridge and guys that were good 10 years ago. And then you see the youthful energy of a 26-year-old Allen, you know, Sonis, Nwora, Robinson at point guard, you know, and you realize that we didn't even have Dante during the stretch run. And I think this is really going to be a great combination of skill, experience, and then also some youthful energy. And there's just a real different feeling, man, when you're sitting there watching it as a fan. And I think you can just, the feeling is palpable to say, we're NBA champions. Like, there's just a little bit of an extra confidence there that before you're champs, you don't have. And it was really, really great to feel that.
The pressure's off. They can play their truest form of themselves, and the pressure's off. Not having the pressure, I mean, that's going to unleash, I think, a whole new level of this.
I would agree. And I, you know, again, I don't know if you caught any of the Lakers game, but I mean,
I call it the Warriors game. And yes, I did watch the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's there. I just think, Bart, an 82 game season, at some point, you know, the track on the tires of the tire tread of LeBron playing that many games over that many years. And again, looking at their bench, You know, if you look at it on paper and you just read names, I think they can maybe strike a little bit of fear into you. But then when you see that team, and I think as the season goes on, this is the Bucks season to repeat. It really is. If everything falls right, I think they've got to be the favorites at this point.
They're the best team in the league. I don't think there's any doubt about that right now.
Agreed. Awesome. Thanks, Bart. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Jay. Thanks. 414-799-1250. Doug is in Racine. Dougie!
Hey, Bart.
What's up?
Hey, can I give a traffic alert real quick?
Please.
Hey, I-94 is closed at Ryan Road. Dude, looks like a big accident. I was at Rawson, and it's a road closed ahead. And I got off on Rawson and went to 32, you know, down. So anybody heading north or southbound on 94 should avoid. Take 76 north or 27th Street north.
My Google traffic map has all red between, which street is that? College and, like, all the way down to IKEA.
Yeah, take 27th or 76 north because you're going to get bottled up. It said expect hours delay on the sign as I got off on Rawson. It said road closed ahead. So,
oh, no.
Just to give alert to the listeners, if you're heading south, take 27th or 76th north till 7 Mile Road or Highway 20. So.
What a guy, Doug. Thanks, hey, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I watched it on a play-by-play on ESPN, and, you know, every time they would make a run, I was like, oh, Navarro scored? They'd make another run. Oh, Connaughton scored? What the heck's going on here? They just could never catch up. It was like they were always 12, 15 points ahead. And I was like, that was really cool, you know, especially the Nets, you know. I mean, I don't put a lot of stock into one game, but I'm sure the Nets wanted to come out and beat us, right?
Oh, sure they did. You know, love to spoil our ring night.
Spoil our ring night? I would have figured they would have wanted to do that, but hey, did you watch the game?
Did I watch the game? Yeah.
Did Harden try any of that shenanigans where he jumps into one?
Not super aggressively, but he, you know, he tested it.
So I was wondering if they were going to call a foul on him.
Doug, I got an update on what's going on. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office will initiate a full closure of all I-94 southbound lanes at Drexel to investigate a citizen report that his vehicle was fired at by another driver following a road rage incident. Awesome.
So it's going to be closed for 6-7 hours while they walk 22 miles of highway.
Yeah, because some guy said he got shot at, which I hope he didn't. I would like to see people not... I don't ask for much. I just would like to see people not shoot at each other on their way to work, please.
Boy, that's going to muck up things for hours. So, all right. Well, I'm happy with the win. Great win. And you answered the question on the post-game show. I went to look for the post-game show after, you know, on Odyssey.
You guys are putting me in a real awkward position here. You guys are killing me.
So, I don't see that, but I, you know what I did do is I went back and listened to the first half hour of all the Hawks games and the Suns games to fill my night.
Oh, good.
So I got to hear a lot of moaning after a couple losses and a lot of good stuff after a couple wins and then some moaning and then some good stuff finally winning the championship. So I went back and listened to all those to fill my night.
Well, good, Doug. So,
have a good day and, hopefully, if you're stuck in traffic, you're listening to you and Toby.
That's Doug. He is our traffic reporter this morning, the honorary traffic reporter, Doug and Racine. Artie in Cudahy, where you been?
Yeah, I took a little break, a little off-season break, got myself in shape, ready for the new season, the back-to-back season. So I'm back. So
good for you.
Board.
I miss you.
Traffic will save me some time, so it's good to be back. So. This is young man Artie, by the way.
I know. Young man Artie, Lions fan. Your team sucks.
Yep. You got it. But you know what really does suck the most is, you know, I'm a Bucks fan. I love our Bucks fans, but sometimes we get lost in stuff that's like really like not that important, I think, sometimes. So like, I'm not going to overreact to like the first game. I'm not going to worry about PJ Tucker. You know, we need Bobby, we need Dante back. I love if like Sandro and Wara develop into nice role players, but I don't know what the chances of that. Maybe at one point they'll be able to contribute. I thought that Allen looked really solid for the most part. Looked like a good flow of the team. Middleton, Drew, you kind of said this, championship experience. It just raises their game to an all-new level. And it's a broken record, but like, I feel like still people don't understand that perhaps Giannis is still entering his prime. Is that fair to say? Like, he's stepping into it, I guess. Like, right now, I believe he hit top 75 players of all time. He's on that list, correct?
Yeah, they're slowly naming that, but they already named him last night.
So he's a top 75 player all time, and you could argue that he's still entering his prime. So I don't know if we're going to win another championship again. There's a lot of things that have to do with that, injuries, streaks, you know, maintaining as a good group, you know, in the time of super teams. But I'm just really happy where we are. I thought the coolest thing about last night in general was the ring ceremony. That was a really unique thing to watch. I thought the Herb Cole stuff was super cool and like a touching moment. And above all, I feel like right now we're in a good spot, but it's a long season. It's about surviving and getting through the season. But again, my final parting point for all Bucks fans is like, just embrace Giannis, because is he going to be a top tenner if he stays healthy and things go well? I think, yeah.
I think so too. And he's just continuing to improve. I think that, you know, we look at some of the, and thanks for the call, Artie, good to talk to you again. We look at some of the things that we saw in the preseason, because does he have this 3-point shot? He's 1-for-4. Okay. The turnaround jumper, you know, all right. Maybe he's not Michael Jordan yet. The free throw stuff, he's got a quicker routine, 7-9 last night. That just improving that alone. Giannis, let's say he's the best player in the league, and you can argue one or two other guys, but let's say it's Giannis. There's still areas where he can markedly improve, and he's already the best. And that is insane. 32 points last night for the Greek Freak. Again, Middleton with 20. Lopez, solid. He had 8. Holiday, 12. Allen, 10. A couple of you guys have mentioned P.J. Tucker. Let me just tell you right now, P.J. Tucker was great. It was fun. We dogs. He partied on Water Street. He was able to lock down Kevin Durant. Not lock down, but the biggest thing that P.J. did was he had him. You didn't need to double Durant. You didn't need to bring help. He had him. He was a massive contribution. You don't win the finals last year without P.J. Tucker. They don't need him this year. They don't need him this year. So, I mean, look at last night. 127-104. Dante DiVincenzo is still injured and working his way back. You didn't even have Bobby Portis last night. Now, we don't know what Rodney Hood's going to give us in Semi Olaje. But no Bobby Portis, no Dante. You lost Drew by halftime. You won by 23. This team's good. And it's not an overreaction to one game, because we're reacting to the last three seasons. They've been good. They're getting better. And now they're NBA champions. And now they can play. It's almost they've got more confidence and more of a looseness, because there's no pressure, and because they're the champs. This team is... it's going to be an awesome year, dude. Yeah, they'll lose a game or two, and you'll be like, oh, I can't believe we lost to the Hornets. This is going to be a fun, fun year. We'll be with you the whole way. I'm Bart, that's Toby. 799-1250.
A supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!